Since we are at SRECon, I'm going to go ahead and assume that most of us have been on call. So my question for you is, who felt nervous or anxious the first time they were going on call? Good. The good news is you are normal human beings. Pager anxiety is a very common feeling among SREs. And today I'm going to share with you how a chatbot can actually make that stress go away and help you focus on incident management. My name is Daniela Nyonguru. I'm a production engineer at Shopify. I've been there for over a year and a half now. And Shopify is a Canadian-based tech company that offers a platform for entrepreneurs to sell anything, anywhere, and to anyone. Our team's mission in particular is to deliver speed and reliability to our merchants and also to developers. Now, one sweet thing about being a production engineer is that you get to be on rotation for incident management, which means that you get to handle all kind of disasters and unexpected failures, like this one, where checkout was down. By the way, this is one of the most like awful things that can happen to us because it means that none of our merchants, or some of them, are actually not being able to sell anything. So before going on call, we actually go through training where we learn about what being an incident manager on call means. What is this about? If you are familiar with the Incident Command System, or ICS, an IMOC is really like an incident commander. So in the ICS system, it's basically an approach where that's used to actually control, command, and coordinate multiple responders. And what you usually have is a structure that actually allows everybody to work together in order to respond more effectively. And you usually have like multiple multiple sections working together, but in our case, it's simplified to have like the three main ones that you see there. So we have an incident commander who leads the incident response and is the IMOC in our case. We have a public information officer who will be handling all the communications with the public, and it's called the support response manager in our case, so he handles all communications with the merchants. And finally, we have the operations section that's actually working on fixing the incident, and it's usually like the component experts here. Now, one thing that I want to highlight here is that the IMOC is on call for incident response, not for fixing production issues. This means that he has the final authority to decide on incident response, but his main focus is really on communication and making sure that response is like moving forward and escalating as it should be. So more specifically, the IMOC gets to push the incident through the detection, the correction, the protection, and reflection phases. And the steps that he has to go through is actually that something breaks, and then follows detection. So somebody can like page the IMOC at that point, or another goes off, and then the page of the IMOC goes off too. And then when this happens, the IMOC will actually evaluate the incident, make sure it's a legit one. If it's a false one, he's just going to direct the page to somebody else. And then if it's a legit one, he's going to start an incident, communicate with people who are supposed to be working on the incident, and also with people who are not working on the incident so that everybody knows what's happening. And then he will make sure that a fix is actually being actively worked on. And once the fix is all out and working well, he will stop the incident. But that's not the end of it. Like, the work doesn't stop there for an IMOC. He also has to document the service disruption, follow up with the investigation, actually schedule a root cause analysis meeting where everybody is analyzed, where everything is analyzed, sorry. And then out of that RCA meetings usually come some action items. And once all those action items are resolved, then that's the final resolution of the incident. And then hopefully at this point, the incident shouldn't happen again. Now, when I saw this incident response funnel and I went through this IMOC training, I was, of course, super excited about becoming an incident firefighter expert. But at the same time, I was worried about all kinds of things. Things that are not actually the incident, but things that are around the incident. Like, what if I forget that I'm on call? What if my phone is in silent mode? That has already happened before, right? What if I forget to update the status page? What if I don't know who to ping? What if there is like too much context switching and I just can't focus on the incident? Or what if I actually forget this entire incident response procedure? What am I gonna do? Well, today I'll tell you how a chatbot basically made all this anxiety go away. But before we get to that, let's remind ourselves about how ChatOps work. ChatOps is all about conversation-driven collaboration. This means that we use group chat tools to actually go beyond basic conversation and actually bring tools and infrastructure within the conversation. And the way it works is that you can actually use a chatbot or some third-party integration to communicate with the infrastructure and third-party services. Usually, the chatbot is the way to go if you want to unleash the full potential of ChatOps because you can customize it to your needs. And the way chatbot actually communicates with the infrastructure and third-party services is via API, so it could be the webhooks or RESTful endpoints. At Shopify in particular, we use Slack as our chat app, and then we have a chatbot called Spy, which is based on Lyra. Lyra is an open source bot that you can use. It's written in Ruby, and it's very easily extensible. You can define new behaviors just by adding new modules. And so our Spy chatbot is actually integrated with the infrastructure, multiple pieces of the infrastructure, and also some third-party services. The ones that are relevant to this talk are namely PagerDuty, StatusPage, and also GitHub. Good. So now that you know about the IMOC duties, you've seen our chatbot set up, how can we make the two of them work together? How can a chatbot actually help the IMOC during his duties? Well, remember the incident response funnel? Well, Spy offers three main set of commands to help the IMOC. The first one is Spy page, then there is Spy incident, and then Spy status. So what we are going to do is actually go through this funnel and see how the chatbot helps us during incident management. So let's say something breaks, and I notice it, and I go like, Spy page IMOC. Hey, order notifications are not going out. So what the IMOC will do is that he will investigate that and make sure that order notifications are actually not going out. Once he confirms the incident, he will just go with Spy incident, start me, order fraud analysis outage, which means I'm going to be in the incident commander for this incident called order fraud analysis outage. And once this is done, Spy will do three things. The first thing is the chatbot will actually bind all the discussions to the war room channel. That's where everything related to that incident will be happening. And then it will print a short summary about who's the IMOC, what's the status summary of the incident. And it will also send a message to the support response person who will know right away what's happening. And then the third thing is, the chatbot will also print a status page summary, so if there was already an ongoing incident, you will be able to know. Now, the next thing that follows, usually during an incident, is intense communication. And Spy offers all kinds of commands to help with that. The first one is Spy incident TLDR that anyone at Shopify can use at any given moment. If you want to know if something is going on, actually, you can just type in Spy incident TLDR. And this is going to print what incident is ongoing, who's the incident commander, who's the support response person, and who are the people who are involved, which is information that we're usually looking for. The second thing that's really essential during incident management is communicating with other teams. And so Spy does relieve some of these communication duties from the IMOC. So for instance, when an incident is started, Spy will actually send a message to the support person and let them know that something is wrong. So in case they get calls from merchants, they will know right away what to say. And same thing, when the incident is over, Spy will also send a message to the support person and tell them that the incident is over. The other awesome thing is if you forget who to page or who to talk to, Spy will actually suggest you some group. So if it's a really high-impact incident, Spy may suggest you to page a group called Oh Shit, which basically pages everybody who's on call in production engineering. Or it may also suggest you to page social in case we need to tweet something about an incident that's ongoing. It will also offers you command like spy incident tell team and then the message that you want to send, which is really useful because the IMOC will not need to leave the war room. You can just type that in right from the war room and send a message to any team. Same thing, if you need somebody on call from data stores to jump in and help, you can just like spy page data stores and then the person on call will jump in and then help with the incident. Now, the other thing that we all need to know during an incident is what actions are happening. What are people doing to mitigate the incident, right? And since SPI is actually integrated with our infrastructure, it's really easy to kind of perform those actions right from the war room. So let's say we need to fail over to another data center. We can just use SPI and then fail over to the other data center. If we need to lock or unlock production, we can also do that right from the war room. And this actually reduces questions like, hey, has anyone already locked production? Who's doing this? Is it already done? And it's really like straightforward to see because it's done right from the war room. The other thing that we usually need to do is update some third-party services, like status page. So if you want to know what status is actually shown on the status page, you can just go with SPI status. It will print out what's on the status page. Same thing if you want to update the status of a component or anything like that, you can just use SPI status provider for any feature. And one thing that's really helpful with that command is sometimes you have incidents that are not related to our infrastructure. So it could be, for instance, a shipping carrier that's not working properly. So if Canada Post is out of service, the shipping team can actually just type in that command and update the status page for everybody to see, so without actually needing to ping the IMOC. In the same way, if you are an IMOC and then you get 100 of pages going at the same time, you actually don't need to go to your phone and then resolve each one individually. You can also do it from the war room and just use SPI pager IMOC resolve incident 123. So this is the status page, the way SPI prints it and what's shown actually in the status page. You can see that it's like the same message that's printed out there. And now, at this point of the talk, you might be like, ooh, those are really nice features, but I'm still stressed. What if I still forget that process? What's going to happen to me? Well, you're not going to forget, because SPI is going to remind you. So for instance, if you haven't updated the status page, SPI will actually check the status page, make sure that it has been updated or not. If it hasn't been updated, then it will send you a message and tell you, hey, you should probably update that status page. In the same way, SPI doesn't only send reminders to you, it also sends reminders to other people so that they actually help you out. If you've been handling an incident for an hour, SPI will actually page the IMOC squad and tell them that you've been handling an incident for more than an hour, and then somebody will probably jump in into the war room and come to help you out. So this is how we prevent IMOC fatigue. Good. So now let's assume that everything went well and the fix was deployed. The IMOC can now stop the incident by just typing in SPI incident stop, which will stop the incident, sorry, and show the status page summary. This message will also be sent to the support response manager, who will know that now the incident is over. And it's also much more than that. So I told you before that after the IMOC has also to write a service disruption report, this can be easily done with SPI because it will generate the service disruption report for you. And if you need to append anything, you can actually go with SPI incident note during the incident and append some notes that you want to add to that. In the same way, if you don't feel well during your incident response, you can always hand off your IMOC responsibilities to someone else by just typing in SPI incident handoff and the name of the person you want to hand off your responsibilities to. It greatly reduces context switching. There is like this actually great command, which is called SPI pager shut the fuck up. That silences all pages for a while. And then these reminders are not only during the incident. You also get reminders before, reminding you that you are going on call soon, and also after the incident, reminding you that you need to write your report or actually post it. So now, how did SPI actually affect IMOCs? Well, It increased sharing and focus. Remember that worry about not having anyone around to help out or something like that? Well, with one war room and with spy available, it's really easy for anyone to jump in and help out. And it also increases focus in the way that you don't need that much like context switching. Everything can be done right from the war room. The second thing is shortened feedback loop. So for actions, for instance, since they are performed right from the war room again, there is no need to actually wait for somebody to confirm that something has happened because it has been done right from the war room. The third thing is that it eliminated some manual toil. So for instance, when I started, we used to write that report, that service disruption report, and sometimes it was mostly copy-pasting from the war room, which was like quite a waste of time. But today, Spy will go ahead and generate that service disruption report for you. It also allows for smoother incident handling because it has all those steps and all those reminders which help you always get the same incident-like response no matter who's the IMOC. And it also provides a faster onboarding experience in the way that new IMOCs can just go and, you know, stare at the war room and make sure that everything is like happening as it should and watch other people being actually manage an incident. Now, remember all those fears that I talked about before? What if I forget that I'm on call? Or what if my phone is in silent mode? Well, Spy will send pre-on-call reminders. So 24 hours before, Spy will actually send me a message and tell me, hey, Daniela, you're going to be an IMOC in 24 hours. And it's going to do the same thing on the day of 5 minutes before so that I'm pretty sure that I'm going on call. In the same way, it will also remind me to check my pager settings so that it's not in silent when I'm on call. If I forget to update the status page, Spy will also send a reminder. And what's awesome about that is that it's not really noisy. So if I have updated the status page, I won't get that message. If I haven't, I will get that message. About not knowing who to ping, Spy on Call has a list of all people who are on call for any service at any given time. So I can always use Spy on Call to actually page someone. About too much context switching and not being able to focus, since there are so many Spy incident commands, and because Spy actually interfaces with the infrastructure, it's really easy to not context switch during an incident. And finally, you can't really forget the incident response procedure because you have all those reminders that actually reflect what we have in the incident response funnel. Good. So all of this is gone. So now, Why should you use Chatbot for your incident management? First of all, it's a very flexible and powerful tool, and really it doesn't take much to get a robot like this to help you out. And for us, it has become a very important member of our team. It's always available, and it will help you out at any time if you need it. But mostly, it's about your customers and your merchants. You want to make sure that you as an SRE are really working on leading the incident response, not on context switching and going to remember all those like login for status page. And you really wanna reduce the incident impact and duration so that the incident doesn't affect as much your merchants. This is what really matters at the end of the day, and this is what a chatbot will provide for you. And that's all I had for you today.